This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's get to the owner of our Atlanta Falcons. Arthur Blank joins us on the WadeForward.com hotline. Arthur, it's good to talk with you again. I want to start with a tough decision to trade Matt Ryan. And I want to know, from your perspective, was there doubt in doing it? Where were you when they came to you and talked to you about this?
Well, I mean, I would say this, you know, from a personal standpoint, I mean, there'll always be doubt. I mean, I love Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan, you know, he loves Atlanta. He's, you know, been, you know, everything you want in terms of the face of the franchise, a great quarterback. Both on the field and off the field for 14 years. You know, but Matt will be 37 in May. And so that's, you know, that's one factor, though he continues to play at a high level. And as I told Jimmy Irsay, the owner of the Colts, I said, hey, I think he'll continue to play at a high level for another. I mean, Matt thinks he can play, you know, maybe as long as Tom Brady, 45. Although Tom has now announced the other day he thinks he can play for 50, so I'm not sure. But in any event, I think, you know, Matt has still got some, you know, playability in him for sure. I think from our standpoint, his age was, you know, definitely a factor. But most importantly, I think that, you know, our fans, they look to us to plan not only for the short term, how do you win the next game, but how do you win, you know, for seasons to come. And, you know, Matt this year is close to 25% of our cap. One player. Next year would be a little less than that, but let's say in that range. And you go back 20 years in the history of the Super Bowl, and there's never been a quarterback that's been more than 12% of the salary cap. And exception of 1 year, 2009, Peyton Manning, perhaps to lose that year, was a little bit higher than 12%, like close to 17%. So when you have a situation where you can't even sign your own players, like, you know, Devondre Campbell, all-pro player a couple of years ago, you can't sign Foye Lillikon, led the NFL in tackles. I mean, this is not, you're not playing golf, you're not playing chess. It's, I mean, you're not just playing by yourself. You need a team around you. And I think salary cap, you know, was becoming a real burden for us, the way it was being distributed. And I think it was important, and it's not an issue with Matt. I mean, you know, to his credit, and, you know, we collectively had agreed to extend him several times to give us even more cap flexibility during the last number of years. But, you know, that doesn't go on forever. It's like having a credit card. At the end of the day, some sooner or later, the bank's going to call and say, you actually do need to pay it off. And so, you know, we felt this was the best time to do that for us. And we'll have a lot of dead money this year, but I think, you know, I think we got a really good player in Mariota, and I think that we'll end up with another quarterback beyond Franks, either through free agency or through the draft. So I think we'll be in a good position. I think, as usual, I think Terry Fontenot and Coach Smith have done a good job in free agency, picked up a lot of very competitive players. And one thing I would say, just answer beyond your question, is that one of the things that means a great deal to the players in the NFL are they being put in the best position to win. And I think the story of Cordell Patterson this last year was very informative to the couple thousand players in the NFL. Here's a guy that had all the skill set, had been coached by four of the people beyond Coach Smith, and had never produced to the level where the teams really wanted to keep him for any extended period of time. So everybody saw what Coach Smith with his offense and his creativity did with Cordell last year. And so we're getting players coming to us now. We're saying, you know, this is a coach who's he's great with players, smart as heck. He's very creative, and he's going to put us in a real good position to win, both on offense and on defense. So, you know, I think we're in a point of a change. I get it. It's a transition, which is painful personally, but I think organizationally it's the right thing to do.
It is Falcons owner Arthur Blank with us here on Dukes and Bell. And Arthur, it's no disrespect to Matt. It's just for about 72 hours, a lot of Falcon fans like me were really excited over the idea of a Deshaun Watson acquisition, making a trade with Houston. I understand that, you know, you get marketing and you know you want to put fannies in the seats. Were you the person that was the driving force for getting or trying to get Deshaun Watson here?
No, I certainly wasn't. That was really driven by our football folks, but I'm certainly aware of it and certainly was part of the process. And when we did the interview with Deshaun, which was about an hour and 15 minutes, I was on the, I was part of the group. And, you know, we did the amount of work, which wasn't, you know, it was somewhat extensive, but not totally extensive, to match at least an hour and 15 minute interview. And that was as far as we went. Obviously, the criminal charges have all been dropped against him, and you know, but these civil allegations are serious, and we have great sympathy for those individuals that were affected. And What shakes out from it, I don't know. That'll go through a process. But you know, as you both know, and our fans know, that Deshaun was with us for 4 years as a ball boy, developed a great relationship with Matt during those 4 years, and really his fellow ball boys, but really the whole staff at Flowery Branch. So, you know, our experience with him was good. Coach Sweeney at Clemson had nothing but great things to say about him. He left there with a very clean record. So what's happened since then, I can't really comment on because I don't really know. But it's certainly serious, and we certainly understand the significance of the allegations.
Arthur, did you back out on the Deshaun Watson situation? Was it you who said, we're not going to do this?
No, it wasn't me. I think collectively we had our discussion with them, and then we really – it was up to the Texans at that point whether they wanted to pursue it with one team, multiple teams, and up to the player. Deshaun, as our fans probably know, had a no-trade clause in his contract, which simply means that he had the option of declining to go to a certain place if he didn't feel comfortable, and if he wanted to trade him to wherever it may have been, to a team on the moon. He probably would have said no to that, but he had that option. You know, which teams he approved and which ones he didn't, I really don't know. The only thing I know is that we were granted the opportunity to have a visit with him by Zoom, which is what we did.
Yeah, it's Arthur Blank with us here, guys, talking about what has been arguably the craziest week in Falcons history. Do you wish now, in hindsight, Arthur, that maybe we had moved Matt sooner because of what you would have gotten in return for him?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I would say no. I know that Coach Smith that played against Matt, studied Matt, wanted to have, a good year with him, which I think he did. I mean, we won, seven games, six of which in the last possession. And it's not where we wanted to be, but I think we were competitive, much more competitive than a lot of people thought last year. And I'm sure that'll be the case, this year to come as well. So I think, it's a matter now of really looking at our cap, looking at the percentage that one player is of our cap, and we love Matt, but still, you're 20-25% of your cap's tied up with one individual. It's not the best position to be in, and one that you really can't plan to build a total roster with and be able to keep the young players. I mean, he's a young man that we drafted and coached up and got him ready to play and playing at a high level, and then we don't have the cap space. We have to let him go. Well, that's a very painful thing. I'm sure that's equally painful for our fans to see that. Certainly was for me when you talk about players like Campbell and Foyer and others as well. So this will give us the ability to build our franchise in more of a long-term view than we currently have right now.
Arthur Blank here with us on Dukes and Bell. Arthur, let's turn the page. What does the owner want to get in the draft? What do you want us to do in this draft?
What I want us to do is to listen carefully to our general manager, coach, to our coaching staff, and our personnel department to continue to make the decisions that have been made. I think that this last year in very limited free agency. I think we did an excellent job in bringing in a number of good free agents that played well, many under just a one-year contract, which was the nature of the salary cap last year. It was depressed because of the pandemic the year before. But I think they've done that again this year. And so I expect to have a very competitive team. And I expect that Marcus will really play well for us. And he's got a background both collegially as well as professionally. I mean, in Tennessee, he had a number of good years there. And certainly knows Coach Smith's system well, and Coach Smith knows him well.
So, Arthur,
so that's a major plus.
Who
I want for the draft is.
Do you want a quarterback? Do you want a quarterback?
No. Do I want? I want to make sure we have a quarterback. You know, unfortunately, Marcus has gotten hurt in the past, so we need somebody else beside quarterback Franks, who's been a really good athlete and he's got potential, et cetera. But I think we need somebody else in the room that's either a seasoned free agent or somebody else that we decide to draft. And, you know, that's not, you know, that's a decision that'll be made by the coach and general manager and their respective staffs.
I know
we do need somebody else.
I was going to say, Arthur, we've spoken about, you know, like you're a businessman, you made your bones knowing what the customer wants and trying to create more buzz around this team. And that's why I thought, you know, that's why I was told you were the guy behind the Deshaun Watson. I wasn't trying to put Troy under the bus because I was excited about it. But you feel, as Carl, we just talked before you came on the air, the quarterback sets the tone. A new young quarterback has a chance to energize the fan base. So, I mean, do you want but would you like to do that sooner than later? Or you say that's a Fontenot and Arthur Smith decision?
It really is their decision. Okay. I mean, I say that, you know, I mean, from the bottom of my heart. I mean, that's where I know we get in trouble. It's not me to, you know, dictate during the draft or during free agency. I mean, truly, you know, what they've forgotten, I will never know by a long shot. So my job is to support them, give them the resources, you know, make sure that the franchise is moving in the right direction. We're thinking about not just short-term but long-term. And that's my responsibility to make sure we do those things well. But beyond that, I mean, that's what they're paid, and they're both outstanding. I mean, Coach Smith, I think, is a really great football coach, but an incredibly smart person. I think Terry Fontenot had 18 years of really, I hate to say, great training in New Orleans, but he worked for a great general manager, Mickey Loomis, and worked with a very successful coach and a really good coach, Sean Payton. So, you know, he's made a lot of good decisions. So I love our team. I love our leadership. And I love the fact that Rich McKay is there, is having a long history in the NFL, long history with football, as a general manager, as a team president and CEO. I think we have a great group of leaders in place. So it's my job to stand behind them, support them, and to just make sure that all the resources that I can give them are put in play.
Arthur, I'm a competitor. I know you are. You know, you like to compete in life and everything that you do, and so do I.
So I'm
a realist when it comes to telling guys to go out and lose. That's not going to happen. But is this a rebuild?
No, I don't think. You know, I think that that Coach Smith, he answered the question during his press conference when he and Terry did one. I think it was probably a week or 2 weeks, 10 days ago, something like that, a week or so ago. I mean, there's no way, you know, you can't ask in any sport, I think, at any time, but certainly I'll speak for NFL players, you can't ask these guys to put their minds, their bodies on the line to make the commitments they make, you know, physically, emotionally, mentally, in every sense of the word, and tell them, well, actually, we don't really plan on winning. I mean, we plan on winning. We plan on being very competitive. And I think it's not just worries. I think it's real. I think it was real last year. It'll be real again this year. That's what every single player would expect of us. That's what every single coach is. You know, forget about what they're paid to do. They're paid to do that. But beyond that, that's how they're wired. That's how they think. And so we, you know, we will be competitive this year, and I promise you we will we'll be successful. We are going through a transition, and that's going to take a little bit of time. Our fans should really, in my view, our fans looking at the longer term, not just the immediate short term, our fans in some ways really should, you know, understand and almost in a sense celebrate, not that Matt is gone, but that we will have, you know, 25% or the better part 25% of our cap back. Mm-hmm. Next year going into free agency, we'll probably be at least $110 million under the cap, the most we've ever been in the history of my 21 years as an owner. Probably in the history of our franchise, and probably maybe only two or three teams in the NFL next year that will have the amount of cap room that we will. And that'll give us an opportunity to make sure we sign our own players, which is what you have to do. Take care of your own children first. Make sure to keep them. And then, obviously, be active in free agency, as we can be. So, I mean, I, for one, and I'm sure our fans feel this way, I'm tired of drafting players who turn out to be good players. Not every draft pick is, but ones that do. And then have to let them go because they're on the cap space.
So, I guess
not
you want to.
Anybody's fault. It is what it is.
I guess you want to hold on to Grady Jarrett then.
Absolutely. We love Grady, and someone like Grady, he's a great leader, great player. But he's a great leader, and Grady makes the whole team better. And not just on defense, but he makes the whole room better, whole locker room better. So, we're working hard to try to make that happen.
Arthur
but
Blank.
We also have to be thoughtful about it. You don't want to put yourself back in the same situation
right.
that we just got out of. So we have to be thoughtful about it, but we love Grady.
Arthur Blank, always a pleasure. We appreciate you as always. Thank you so much. Enjoy the owners' meetings.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Arthur.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.